Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business in the situation of what it is, remain objective, and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
I did!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, another edition of the Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam, and I'm happy to be back on the air, live and on air on this beautiful, wonderful Thursday, June 30th, 2016. And I'm happy to be joined live from Florida, one of my dear special friends, soul sidekick, Patsy Aguero, who's down in Florida preparing for an amazing, wonderful, beautiful day tomorrow that I wish I could be there with her. But instead, she is taking her Thursday night to make some time to be with us on the air. Patsy, hello there, my friend. Oh, I have her mic muted. I don't have her mic on.
What?
Hey, Patsy, I'm sorry about that. I didn't have your mic on. Hey, baby.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I didn't have your mic on at first, but I can hear you now. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's good. How was your week?
Well, Patsy, I had an amazing week of beautiful synchronicities, as always. This week, though, I was able to really, I was processing out some negative emotions, because that's what I do. You know, life happens if you have negative experiences, negative emotions. And, Patsy, I realized this week that how important it is when you can I came face to face with some self-worth issues that I did not even know that I had lingering over. But, Patsy, when I tell you I decided to face and do the work and just the release and just the amount of energy that was have now been made available to me and just the clarity. And, Patsy, I'm back on the beam. I'm feeling really good. But I tell you what, man, I have a whole new appreciation for all of those leaders and teachers and spiritual facilitators out there that's helping individuals know their worth and can open up to feeling worthy and getting rid of limiting beliefs that make them feel undeserving. Because, man, when you can overcome those things and face that, your whole life unfurls in new ways. And I know you can relate to that, but I really came face to face with that this week. So I'm just amazed that I was led to that and was able to process it and see that, and it's just made my whole week, Patsy.
Wow. Well, I got this excerpt from Brene Brown this week, and I don't even know how it came up from me or where, but you know, that's what happens to me. Things just bubble up from the universe and they get my attention. I have a giant art show that's going to be, my exhibit starts tomorrow night. I did 60 paintings in 60 days. So if anybody wants to look at my Facebook page, I'm on there under Patsy Aguero, and you can see my 60 paintings. I posted them. And so, I'm showing about 10 other paintings with them. So there'll be 70 paintings on display. But, and of course, I'm dressing like the American flag. I have a whole outfit. It's all about, you know, 4th of July. And I am just so grateful to live in this nation that we are so free and have the right to speak up and do things. And this excerpt, yeah, we're so blessed. You know, go try living in another country, and then if you want to complain, see what happens to you. But this excerpt is from Brené Brown, and I've taken a couple of courses from her, but just exactly what you were talking about, Adam, being about your authentic self and just coming up and standing and holding space for yourself. This particular excerpt it's about midlife, but it's different times in our lives that we come on this particular time. But I think a lot of our listeners are about in this phase. So I'm going to read you a little paragraph from one of her books. And this book was written about 2009, okay? And it's from Wholehearted Adventures in Growing Up, Falling Apart, and Finding Joy. Okay, midlife is when the universe gently places her hands on your shoulder, pulls you close, and whispers in your ear, "It's time." All of this pretending and performing, these coping mechanisms that you have developed to protect yourself from feeling inadequate and getting hurt, has got to go. Your armor is preventing you from growing into your gifts. I understand.
Wow.
Yep. I understand that you needed these protectors when you were small. I understand that you believed your armor could help you secure all these things that you needed to feel worthy and lovable, but you're still searching and you're more lost than ever. Time is growing short. There are unexplored adventures ahead of you. You can't live the rest of your life worried about what other people think. Time has come to let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. And I'm going to stop right there. Because isn't that incredible? If you're feeling
Absolutely.
You're in a rut, if you're feeling like you're stuck, if you're feeling you just want to throw glasses against the wall and scream and whatever, it's the universe saying, "Hey, your shoes are too tight. It's time to get a pair of new shoes." You know, when we were little and our shoes hurt, you went and got some new shoes. You know, when your clothes feel too tight, you get bigger clothes. Well, guess what? We've already outgrown these feelings that we use to protect us. Okay, now it's time to walk the walk. And every time that you agree to do something for somebody that you don't want to do, or every time you've done something that hasn't been pleasant to somebody else, it's not your authentic self. So now it's time we need to start looking at the gifts that God gave us. And I talk about the gifts all the time. Let's look at our gifts. And what are you doing today to move towards that, to make yourself and your people around you and the world we live in a better place, rather than complaining about who's running for office and complaining about this and complaining about that? You know, it's like the earth is saying, "What have you done for me lately? What are you doing, you know, to be a better person?" So I'm not going to keep on ranting and raving, because I'm trying to do that myself. And every time I take the risk of doing that, when we think about, "Oh, I'm going to let somebody down," I think it's more painful for you to deny yourself and speak a lie and say, "Yeah, I can do this," or "I want to do this," than it is to speak the truth. I think the pain is going to get greater and greater as we betray ourselves. So it's time to get on a new pair of shoes or a new pair of glasses and look at things different. And, you know, Adam, I think you could probably get some kind of, question out of that. What do you think?
Well, actually, absolutely, Patsy, because as you were just sitting here, I was asking myself, not even intentionally looking for a question to give our audience, but I was just asking myself, man, I wonder how often I'm betraying myself. And how often I'm betraying being my authentic self on a day-to-day basis in my interactions with those, my own calling, what I feel like I'm here to do. In fact, I can honestly say I'm definitely engaging in a lot of betrayal to myself. And I think it's just only natural and normal and human that our ego mind is trying to get us to protect ourselves from other people, but we portray ourselves, and that creates so many blockages and so many and inhibits so much of our growth. And I do mine most in the area of standing up for myself when it comes to really, really believing in what I'm here to do on earth. Just undivided. I'm here because I feel like I have a spiritual mission to help raise the vibration of the planet. And so many times I find myself either doubting myself through conversations or just really not owning and honoring what I feel like my primary gift of work is to be busy about my work. I let the temptations of bills or let the temptations of what people think about me interrupt me from just really doing what I am sent here to do on this earth wholeheartedly and making my life around that primarily. And I realized this week, man, I've been betraying myself, and constantly the temptation is there for all of us to betray our thing that we've been called to do, to stand that idea, to stand for that goal that we want to have, what we want to represent to our families, what we want to represent to the world. Sometimes we may say, you know what, I don't want to engage in this negativity. I don't want to engage in complaining, but you may be around your work, around your coworkers, and they're just going in it on the governments or politicians and that cynicism. And then you betray yourself and you join them just for the sake of not feeling left out. You join in the cynicism. You join in it. But you're betraying your true self. And it happens to all of us, Patsy. And so I guess the question would be that we could ask is, how well are you at not betraying yourself? And kind of like if you do find yourself betraying yourself, how do you recover? So how do you feel about that question, Patsy? Betraying your authentic self.
I think it's good. So you're saying
I guess the question, if you want to be transparent tonight, we can just ask people, are you tempted often with betraying your authentic self? And how do you deal with the temptation of betraying your authentic self on your day-to-day interactions? All right. If we have a question, I guess we can go ahead and jump to the call lines and see who's out there. You ready, Patsy?
One thing I did want to add to this conversation was when you said about not betraying yourself and following your authentic self and doing what you're brought here to do, I want people to understand that you can, let's just say I'm just going to use you as an example. If you feel like that your life is here, that you're on a spiritual mission, okay, sometimes people think, well, I'm on a spiritual mission. I have to have my own church, and this is the only way I can be spiritual. This is how it is. I want people to start looking within themselves and say, yeah, I have to make a living. So maybe I work at a restaurant, and how can I stay on my spiritual mission working at a restaurant? Well, you can be kinder to people. You can serve people with a joyous attitude. There's a lot of ways we can still, because a lot of people think
absolutely.
If they want to follow their gift, like if they're a singer, they have to quit their job and just go and be a poor starving artist. And that's not true. I can do things artistically in everything I do. And
absolutely.
You can do things spiritually in everything you do. So let's open up our hearts and see what kind of ideas people come up with on ways that they cannot betray themselves and follow that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's lovely.
Okay.
That's a great point to pull out. All right, Pastor, let's go to the first caller. The last four digits are 0235. Caller, the last four digits, 0235. You're live in the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Curtis Henderson, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Curtis. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. How's everything with you guys today?
We're on fire, Curtis. We're ready for the 4th of July. Everything is good, and we want to hear about you, okay? Because I have some good things to tell you, but how are you on a daily basis, perhaps? Not betraying yourself. How are you following what you're put here to do?
I'm actually, I'm feeling great. I actually have some great things that are actually coming to me in the month of July. And, I'm just, this is all like new to me and everything, but, I'm getting past it and, I'm enjoying it. And it's really great to actually, you know, actually get into the meditation standpoint now with everything, because I'm finding out, like, meditation is really an important thing in your life. So, I'm a nice person, nice guy. I give my heart to people. You know, I try to do my best with people. And, you know, it seems like every time I do that, I get the tail end of the stick.
Well, that's a really good thing to look at, because obviously you need to keep on putting out that compassion for other people. Whether you get the tail end of the stick, it doesn't matter. The outcome doesn't matter. The intent of you doing the wonderful things is the part that matters. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. And I keep on doing that, and I keep on pushing it. So, you know, I thank God that I can actually still continue to do that. And right now I'm actually working with kids, like it's a nonprofit organization, and I'm loving that right now. I'm working with kids and I'm volunteering. My services I'm not getting paid for it or anything, but it doesn't matter to me because it's all about keeping the kids off the streets. And not only that, but you know, I always tell them, become a student first and then become an athlete second.
Wow. But I'm going to tell you, this is so amazing, this card that I pulled for you. There's a lot that I pulled for you, but I'm just going to give you a quick reading because we got some good information from you already, and it sounds like you're on a perfect path. I will be in Atlanta on Wednesday night over at the community center down in Little Five Points. So hopefully I'll see you there Wednesday night. It's July 13th or something like that. Anyway, I just want to tell you right now, this is a revolution time for you, okay? This is time for a breakthrough for you. So despite whatever you think is going on, you know, a snake doesn't say, oh, crap, I got to shed this skin again. It's not a happy time for a snake. It's kind of painful. It leaves the snake a little bit vulnerable, but they never resist the shedding, because the experience after that is going to transform them. So this is a major time for you to be transformed, and it's real, real important that you realize this change for you is way overdue. So I think it's real important that what you told me earlier about you're doing that with the kids and stuff, you know, sometimes it feels risky to grow and it feels frightening, but you know, you're just going to get stronger and stronger from this. And don't worry about if you're getting it right or if other people aren't getting it what you think, because you're going to see there might be that one person's life that you change by just your attitude and what you did. And you don't even know you might be the only copy of a spiritual being that they ever see, you know, and they'll ever get that message. So I want you to get ready to make room for this new stuff, because it's real, real important. And don't worry about what's happened in the past or in the future. Stay where your feet are right now. That's real, real important, Curtis, to stay where your feet are and be in that beautiful, beautiful compassion that you're putting out, because you're coming into a big quantum leap, okay? So
yes, ma'am.
Hopefully I can meet you when I come to Atlanta in about 10 days, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, sweetie. How about you, Adam? What are you picking up for Curtis?
Well, Curtis, I want to ask you, did you finish school recently, like just finish for the summer? Or are you finished school, like finish your degree and everything?
Oh, yeah, I'm finished with that. I'm finished with my schooling. I finished that a while ago. I went to St. Augustine University.
Okay. Well, Curtis, I
in North Carolina and Raleigh.
Things. Yeah, I'm very familiar with St. Augustine. I went to NC State University right around the corner. So I know all about that campus. But what I was feeling like there's something dealing with a calling you to consider possibly going back to school. Did you finish your master's degree too?
No, I never went back for my master's. My aunt always told me, you know, she wanted me, they were thinking about me going back to school, but I never thought about going back at this time, because I have something coming up in July, and I was just listening to Mother here, and she was just saying, you know, just stay on the path that I am on, because I know I'm supposed to be traveling soon, in like in a couple of weeks. So, you know, I just wanted to know, too, what do you see about that, too, Adam, sir?
Okay, well, what I do see, Curtis, is I do know eventually you're going to have to go back to school so you can be, here's the reason why. There are things that's coming up for you that's going to continue to frustrate you because you need to be in leadership positions. You need to be in positions where you have authority, not like dominant control, but you can be of influence. You can be the person in charge. You'll function better, and you're designed to be that. But there's a lot of positions that you're going to be trying to get into, and a lot of things are going to become opening for you. It's going to be very important that you have some type of master's level education.
Okay.
Or what's going to, you're going to find yourself being put in positions where you're going to be, you're not going to have the freedom, the flexibility to pursue and to lead and to do the work that you can do in your fullness and your full capacity. Because I'm seeing
okay.
a lot, I'm seeing there's a strong energy of leadership over you. I'm talking like really great visionary leadership, a person that can be of influence, that can make changes happen, organizational changes, cultural changes on so many levels, whether it's as a coach, whether it's as a teacher, whether it's as a CEO. But the position that, all those positions that's going to be coming for you, it's going to be really important that in the future you have a certain type of certification, training, and skills so you can naturally, effortlessly walk in those positions that God had called you to be a part of so you won't feel frustrated and irritated at being kind of held down by other people.
Okay, okay.
And,
you know, and, oh, man, you hit it on point because the reason why I said you hit it on that on point, Adam, and you guys both been hit, you both hit on everything on point tonight because it's funny that you say that because I actually have my certification in training. I took that my training for certification last year, and it's just funny that you say that because my aunt's like she consists of me going back to school, and she's like, you know, if it's part time or wherever you're at in your training, you know, put some time into like maybe going online. She says if it's one class or two classes, whatever. She says, you know, just do that. You know, so you're hitting on
man,
the,
your aunt is right on it, Curtis. Check out Life University. They have an awesome master's program in sports training and conditioning. A great master's program. It's only a year and a half, or even a year.
Okay.
I would definitely look at Life University sports sports science master's program.
Okay. Okay.
All right, man. Well, we wish you all the best. Keep us updated with your progress, and hopefully we'll see you face-to-face at the weekly meeting on 10 days from now, Wednesday, July 13th. All the best. Have a great night, and thank you for sharing your Thursday with us.
Okay. What did you think on July 10th? Do you see anything?
I feel like you're going to have to make sure that you stay resolved and stay solid and firm, like Patsy said. Keep your feet planted.
Okay.
What's approaching.
Okay,
my man. All right, brother.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, mom.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 8009. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Caller, the last four digits, 8009. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's me. It's me, Anna Alina. I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi. Is it Anna or Anna Alina?
Anna Alina.
Oh,
hi,
it's a
Patsy.
Lot of, it's a
hi,
lot
Adam.
Of things, Patsy. It's
yes,
a lot
it's
of
a lot
things.
Of things, Patsy. I'm all of the above, Patsy. Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hey,
where are you from, Anna Alina?
I am in Atlanta, Patsy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So maybe I'll see you when I get up there in a few weeks. That'll
yes,
be awesome.
I'm hoping to see you. That'll be beautiful.
Do you go to the community center where Adam is?
Oh yes, yes I do. Yes.
All right, honey.
Yes.
So I'll see you. My birthday is July the 9th. So I want all of y'all to start saving now, Adam. Okay.
We will see. Patsy,
oh,
we can't wait
to
get here.
I can't wait. I'm just teasing
you're
you.
You're going to go to the Claremont Lounge.
Right.
Ooh, wait. Adam, that's going to be so funny.
I don't know. After all those years of me working there, if they'll let me go back in there, Adam. Oh, my God. Well, listen, sweetie pie, I know that you're a very spiritual person. I think I met you already because I'm feeling your energy. Do you think that you're able to get above, you know, betraying yourself on a daily basis, or do you sometimes find it hard to stay genuine in your authentic self?
I guess with me, I'm in a trial period because spirit really got on me this week about always giving, like, especially when it comes to me being spiritual, giving my energy, my time, my space, and being in relationships that don't match. So I don't know if that's a way of me betraying myself, because it's like I'm trying to be the loving, supportive, giving person, but I tend to be in relationships that it could be friendships, it can be acquaintances, that there's not that same balance. You know, they're not giving their 100%. So I don't know if that's my lesson this week. I was kind of told to stop doing certain things this week by spirit. So I don't know if that's me still betraying myself. And if it is, it hurts me because I don't mean to betray myself. But I'm thinking I'm trying to help people. But sometimes it's almost to a fault. So.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that old thing about the airplane. The mother has to put the oxygen on herself first before she can help the baby, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what it's coming down to. And, you know, a friend of mine told me today, and I can't reveal the stuff on the air, but she had broken up with her husband because he had made a vow to her that he would take care of himself and he would do this and eat right. And she's all into this and stuff. And he's just slacking off to the point that she can't stand to be around that energy and that negativity. And she actually has left her relationship because she felt she was betraying herself. And I can't tell you how many relationships that I've been in that I knew were not healthy for me. But, you know, I think if they're around me, they're going to change. And, you know, my loving spiritualness is going to help them. It's bullshit, okay? Pardon my French, but the bottom line is, you put it out there and you set it up to help people. But when they don't want to help themselves, there's a lot of other people that want your help. So why keep wasting your time on somebody that doesn't want to do for themselves? And so I want to tell you this card that I just did for you, which is totally amazing. And I pulled it for Adam last week, and I'm looking at it now, and it shows this man with his arms thrown up, running through the finish line, and all the confetti is coming from the sky, you know, like a triathlon or something. This whole card is about final attainment. It's about victory. So it's telling me that you have done a good job, okay? Now, achieving all this stuff is within your reach. But I do want to tell you, you have to stay totally committed. With every breath that you have, you're going to have to stay totally committed. So sometimes you're going to feel like, I don't know, it's too hard, it's too this. Stay on the path because you're there. You're right. You're at the end of this race. Your hard work is right there. I mean, it's like heroic measures are taking place. This is just total breakthrough as part of what you've been doing. So it's really good for you. So sometimes, and we talked about this in our conversation, the ego steps in and says, you are Annalisa. You cannot do this. You know, you need to just back off. You're not that this, you're not that, blah, blah, blah. And then you start listening to that negativity and you shrink back down. This is a time for you to blossom, to really, really expose yourself. Now, when you expose yourself, you're going to be very vulnerable. You know that. But you don't want to slack off right now. Stay where your feet are. Stay in the now. Stay open. Keep your eyes open. There's stuff coming at you so fast. It's just incredible, the stuff that's being given to you. And don't begrudge doing the everyday stuff. You know, in Karate Kid, it was chop wood, carry water, you know, that kind of thing. Don't feel bad that you have to make your bed or wash your dishes or whatever. You want to do those mundane things that keep you balanced and centered, because all this incredible stuff is going to blend right with that. I also think that you're an amazing leader, okay? So you're going to have to harness that balance, and that's what I heard you talking about. You're not having the balance. So it's time now. You're going to get the balance. And now when you get that piece of wheat and you cut off the outer shell, whatever they call it, you know, to get to that kernel in the middle that's so magical, that's where you are. You're at the completion stage. So all I'm asking you is that no matter what, you know, the moment, perfection is here for you right now. It's contained in every single moment. And as long as you can stay at that moment, and when you talk to people, really look at them, really hear them. And you're going to get so high. When I see you next time, you're going to go, oh, my God, I'm on this trip I can't even imagine. And it's a trip of life. So you have it.
Yes.
You have it to give. And I'm not going to read all these other cards because this one was so powerful. But I want to see what Adam thinks about you achieving that completion. Do you see anything like that, Adam?
You know, I do, but I see that there's a lot. What I'm getting more than anything, though, that completion is here now. There's so much for you right now, Alina,
mm-hmm.
but there is so much temptation for you to not have trust. Right now, the universe is, like, putting you on course trust 500, like the level 500 trust course. And they're really, 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 Alina, wanting you to trust them, trust them. And I'm seeing a lot of areas where you're being tested, and it all comes down to your lack of trust. And what's happening is it's causing you to, when you act out of your fear or you act out of your anxiousness, it looks like you're linking yourself up in partnerships or in situations with individuals who you don't need to be aligned with.
Mm.
Okay? And so what happened is you got to trust the spirit, and you got to know, this is my purpose, this is what I'm here to do, and these are the things that's aligned, and these are the things that are not aligned. And you must trust that you make decisions that you're doing things that are aligned with what you're here to do and what you know your purpose is and how you can make it happen in a way that serves you but does not belittle you, the way that serves other people that does not take from other people. And you've got to be comfortable in being in a position that may be a little belittling to you, but you're serving in a good way. And you must trust. You must trust the process. But I can tell you now, I'm seeing some cards that you're right on the brink of. You're not even on a brink. You're right in the middle of a breakthrough, but you've got to look past the illusion. You are surrounded by so many strong illusions. But right under those illusions, you'll realize, oh, my God, I didn't realize I was in paradise. Because the illusions, the holograms around you are so strong and they seem so real right now.
Okay.
Trust.
Wow.
Is your word. Trust, faith, trust is your word right now.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it was great to hear from you. Hopefully I can assume why you're here in the city.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Patsy. Thank you, Adam. You guys are always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Likewise. We look forward to having you
on the
show coming up soon so you can share your gift.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. I will be there. Okay.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. Have a great night. Thank you for sharing your day with us.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits, 7937. Call the last four.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, this is Justin, a.k.a. Sonic Boom.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin. What's going on?
I am back. hey, look, I'm going through the dark times that you all mentioned. I'm just really trying to get a grasp of everything right now. I'm outside walking around feeling good, trying to pull in some of this good energy. Man.
Justin, are you in Atlanta now?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Guess what? I'm looking at this card for you, which is very interesting, and it's the power of taming the great, okay? And it's all about self-discipline and concentration and your own internal character, what's really going on. And, you know, there are only dark times if we call them dark times, you know? We can call it something else. We can call it growing period. You can call it something else being, you know, off-centered or whatever. But what I want you to do is be able to pull yourself back at this time and be like the hawk and just watch what's going on with you. Pretend that you're not Justin and you're watching this person down there and what they're doing. What is your part in this? How are you attracting this to you? Okay? You don't have to do anything about it. Just observe it.
Observe it. Okay.
And as you observe it, you're going to go, holy crap, I get it. I totally get it. So what's happening right now is you need to be aware because you're being tested by the circumstances around you. Okay.
Right.
So are you going to be able to hold firm your ideals and maintain your own integrity in the face of these challenges?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, like I said, I already got a game plan together. It's just going into execution mode right now. The key is execution.
Okay.
Everybody talk about, like, I've been really digging into this. Like, a lot of people talk a good game, but what you really make the imprint at is the execution. And that's really what
Absolutely.
I'm trying to key in on right now.
Exactly. So it's real important, you know, not to sweat the small stuff. You know, once you take a leap, like you say you're about to do, you're going to get a lot of naysayers around you and whatever, and you're going to feel a little bit vulnerable. But as long as you know you're speaking the truth, okay, that you're going to be okay. And, you know, all these, so you're going to have to let go of a lot of delusions and illusions that you had in the past because you need to get real clear about what you're about to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure in that meditation that you get real, real clear because you're going to be able to transcend your own mental boundaries, okay? And as you start doing this, you're going to feel like you're swimming naked in the dark, you know, because you're like, holy crap. Yeah, you feel very, very vulnerable because it's unfamiliar because the mind does get in this real fixed and flexible place. But, you know, if you can trust your own nature, okay, you keep walking the walk and be really aware of not making mountains out of molehills, okay? You don't want to be heroic or anything. You want to be real aware of don't make mountains out of little molehills, okay?
Okay.
You want to see things just for what they are. Don't exaggerate it, and you want to keep on facing these challenges. And I'm telling you, if you stay without awareness and stay composed and keep your integrity, you're going to be extremely successful with what you're doing now, and you're going to want to have more and more, and you're going to want to share it with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the true, you know, how you're going to really illuminate yourself and others is by being able to the only way you're going to keep it is you keep giving it away and keep giving it away. These other cards that I drew for you, I did 1, 2, 3, 4 spiritual cards, which is pretty amazing. But this is a time of a rebirthing for you, an opening for you, okay? So is there any way you can get around some kind of nature or something like that?
Yeah, I'm out here by the trees right now. I'm literally outside when I say,
outside
right now.
And you need to really rely a lot on the nature and look at how things are greening and blooming and stuff. Because this is a real ripe period of our year. You know, the summer is like the fruit is happening now, so I'm seeing all that bursting for you, so I'm going to turn you over to Adam and see what he's coming up for you. But good luck, and I'll see you in about July the 13th, okay?
Definitely. I'll definitely.
All right, honey. Okay. Adam, what about you, honey?
Justin, I got one word for you, brother. You got to start taking charge and taking control, okay?
Okay.
You are letting too many things from the past be uncompleted, be unfinished. When it comes to relationships, say it's come to relationship, little responsibility, and you're trying to take on too much projects or being too nice to people. I don't feel like your no has been exercised. Like you're not saying no. Hey, I have moved on. I'm moving on. I'm on to something else. Your whole ability to take charge, take control, put certain people in their place, and move forward.
Yeah.
What you know you got to do.
Yes. Oh, everything is going to happen to me. I'm just paying attention to be like, because I'm literally coming out from under the veil, and it's like, oh, now you're about to see the king version come out now. That's literally where it's at right now. And that's why I say I'm going through the valley of the darkness, but I know there's light at the end. And it's looming.
It's light at the end, but right now it's just that you've been putting off stepping up and taking charge for so long, and now it's just you've kind of been propelled to do it. You've been forced to do it. Where you before you were given the option, but now you've been forced to be that leader,
right.
To be that person. You got to say, this is what it is and this is what it ain't, and keep it moving. Get right or get left.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that.
So
I like that.
That's where you got to be. You got to be in that space. And yes, people are going to be upset with you. Yes, they're going to try those drawbacks, but you got to keep it moving and stay focused on what you got to do. And you got to keep taking action and just saying, hey, you can hate me. You can have whatever you want to have with me, but I've got to do what I got to do. And you got to, but at the same time, making sure that you're not neglecting responsibilities, relationship-wise, career-wise, family-wise, but moving forward with doing it in the way that you feel like you got to take care of responsibilities to your work.
Okay, that's confirmation.
You got it, my friend.
That's what I was feeling. That's what I was feeling. Exactly what you keyed on is what I was feeling. And it's like, it's not even like I don't feel.
Well, praise God for confirmation, man. I'm glad I could give you that confirmation. I look forward to seeing you on the 13th, my brother. Hello?
I think we must have lost him. He's outside.
All right, well, we're going to go on to our next caller. I think he was here. Hello, Justin, are you still there?
Yeah, I just got muted.
Okay. All right, brother. Yeah, man. Well, thank you, brother, for calling in, man, and we look forward to seeing you on the 13th.
All right, no doubt. It's definitely a blessing speaking with you all tonight.
We appreciate you sharing your evening with us and sharing your story with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next caller, our last four digits are 0235. Mm-hmm. Caller, last four digits, 0235. You're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Curtis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I must have went back to your phone again. All right.
Hey, that must be a good.
Our next caller with the last four digits, 4238. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Adam. It's Jasmine. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Jasmine. Boy, all you people in Atlanta are really getting in tonight. It's pretty awesome. I think it's the Atlanta Club, which I'm glad to hear you. How are you doing, hon?
I'm actually doing a lot better. I've been just really peaceful this week. I've had a very peaceful past few days.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm getting all this energy, and we're having an amazing, amazing show tonight. I mean, everybody that's showing up is, like, on these powerful journeys right now that are so coming to fruition. I'm so impressed. I can hardly stand it. So let me ask you something on an everyday basis. Do you feel that you're being, you know, your authentic self, Jasmine, or do you feel like you're betraying parts of yourself? What's going on with you?
Actually, I feel like now I'm starting to stand in my truth and actually fully live my truth, because for a while I was kind of just going with what I saw other people wanted me to be, believing what other people thought I should believe in, and now I'm kind of in this transition where I don't care anymore, and I'm living how I feel I should live, and, you know, practicing my spirituality the way I want to, and I'm no longer being limited by what other people think I should do. I'm living in my own truth.
Wow, it sounds so fabulous. Now, I'm looking at this card that I just pull to you, and I think this maybe kind of tells your tale. It's about gradual progress, okay, and being able to adapt to a real time honored approach of, you know, like you hear about the tortoise and the rabbit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the tortoise is the one that gets there, because it's very gradual and keeps on building on what it knows and keeps on building. And I don't see you getting real crazy and jumping around like a rabbit. I see you really building, but a relationship is starting to form right now, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it's a real strong relationship that you're going to be in or you're starting right now. I'm not real sure. But and I don't know if this is a love relationship as far as, you know, sexual kind of love or a person-to-person, you know, a friendship. But I just want to say that this relationship, I want you to think about this relationship of how your own body works, like your legs have to move in a certain sequence and your arms have to move in a certain way for you to function, and your heart has to beat in a certain way. But every part relates to the next part, and I think this is the kind of relationship you're going to be in. you're going to have mutual attraction, mutual respect, mutual cooperation. But I think the most important thing is that you're going to have your morals and your values are going to really get in sync, okay? And you're going to be with this person that's almost like a soulmate. And like I said, I'm not sure. Is this somebody that you're with right now?
It's an interest. Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been getting to know each other.
Yeah. Well, you need to apply what you've been applying to other parts of your life. Slow but steady. Keep your eyes open, okay? Because no matter when two people come together, that strong initial attraction, you know, harmony develops and they say, yeah, we're doing all this stuff. But then you got to keep watching the rhythm, taking the time to get to know each other and see, you know, that progress of learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start unfolding, okay? And this is like a dance you're going to do together. But whatever direction that you choose to go in, whether you want to do this alone or not, it's real, real important for your development to know that you need one other thing. So don't ignore it and just, you know, say, hang the sign on your door, I'm out of town, and don't answer the phone and don't, you know, don't look at me. You can't hide from what's bubbling up right now, okay? Because these lessons about you being a part of the our, O-U-R, okay, or the we, mm-hmm. you know, the group, the other person is real important for you to be supported rather than be afraid of it, to be supported by it. And I think you have a lot to give that person. They have a lot to give you. And I think this recipe together is going to make an incredible, incredible relationship. So I'm going to talk to you, keep talking to you. We're going to see what happens with this, okay? How about you, Adam? What do you see that's coming up here for Jasmine?
Well, I'm definitely seeing a relationship coming up in the forefront, an individual with a masculine energy. It looks like it could possibly be something that could be of an interest, but there needs to be for you, Jasmine, you need to stop and make a clear list of what you want to engage in a partner, in a relationship, and not even a romantic partner, in individuals around you. You need to create a relationship constitution that says, this is who I engage with. This is who I align with. Here's my value. Here's what I want to do and be a part of, and not here's what I don't want to be a part of. It's very important that you can say, here's my list of values. Here's what I want. And get very, very, very clear on your values and get very, very clear on what you want. So you can engage in dialogue and you'll know how to move forward or not to move forward. But I'm getting very clear that you need to know what you believe, what your values are. Very clear. Show us strong. Right now, you need to be making a constitution for yourself. This is what I believe. This is what I don't believe. This is how I want my relationships to go. This is how I don't want my relationships to go. This is how I want my next intimate partnership to be. This is what I don't. This is what I would not tolerate. What's your non-negotiables and what are things you can negotiate? What are things you can compromise or not? What are things that you must have? What are things that you can do without? But you got to get clear on that right now in every area of your life when it comes to your relationship, especially intimate business relationships or romantic relationships. It's very important you get very clear so you don't enter into interactions that can start off good but put you in places in binding situations that you don't need to be in. You got it?
Gotcha.
Okay, my friend. Good to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your third with us, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much, Patsy.
You're welcome.
You're
have
very
a great
welcome.
Weekend, 4th of July.
Thank you.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
All right. Our next call in last four digits is 2168. Call in last four digits 2168. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Japonica, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, go ahead and say your name again. I didn't hear you.
Japonica.
Okay.
And I'm calling from Atlanta.
And
what I want to get a general.
On? I think this is an Atlanta convention tonight. you wanted to have a general reading? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you about your general reading right now. It's funny you said that because that's what I pulled instead of this other card. Basically, Japonica, I see that there's some really major decision that's coming up for you. You're kind of on a cusp about this, okay? So you're going to have to, particular decision, you're going to have to be the gardener, so to speak. You're going to have to cultivate it. You're going to have to lovingly look at it and do all the things that you need and let it grow on its own rather than make a real forced new decision, rather than a yes or no. This is not going to be one of those decisions. It's going to be a decision that you're going to have to make by weighing a lot of things and being very, very good to yourself. Okay. Does this have to do with a job?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So don't cut off your nose to spite your face on this one. All right. Just be a little bit slower. Okay. Don't get real crazy right now. You're going to have to nourish things, you know. It's like let the winter pass and now the spring will follow and it's going to come really good for you, but don't make any fast moves. As far as your emotions, you're kind of up and down on your emotions as far as when it comes to your money and your love life, okay? So I think what you're going to have to do is, because it's a real good time in your love life, this is a real rich time for you, to put out the love and receive the love. Are you looking to get into a relationship now?
I am, but I'm not doing anything to, you know, not
yeah,
anything.
I see that this is a good time, but I don't see that it's here yet. So you're real fertile to have a nice relationship, okay? But remember that your emotions are running real high, so you're going to have to you're going to have to write down what you want to have in a relationship or what seems, just like when you go to get a job and you have to write down what you want, this has got to be in this relationship. Do you want somebody that's funny? Do you want somebody that makes a lot of money? Do you want somebody that's good looking? All the things that you want, you need to write them down and prioritize them, okay? Because remember, a lot of times you'll write things down and there'll be like this perfect person around you, and since it's not on your list, you're not going to choose it. But so make your list kind of flexible, okay? When you do make it, but make it in general. Like if there's somebody that you can't stand a smoker, make sure you adhere to something like that. Don't say, well, I don't care if they smoke outside the house. Forget it. If you want to have somebody that's around you that doesn't smoke or whatever it is, I'm just making this up. Just, you know, you can be flexible about some things, but some things you're going to have to really look at and say, what's a deal breaker for you? And as far as money, you need to get a good grip on your money, girl. I don't know what's going on right now. You're a little bit too naive of what's happening. So you need to go talk to a banker or some financial advisor to get some tips on how to handle, manage money a little bit better. And you do have the strength to do it, okay? But you need to get some help with that. How are you at managing all that in your bookkeeping?
Pretty good with other people's money, but not my own.
That's good. Okay, so you need a little bit of help in that area. But you, like I said, you do have the strength. Your outsides and your insides are starting to come together. So you're going to start rising up out of the fire right now. So I want you to know that you need to use a lot of discernment and the people you hang around with, okay? A lot of judgment. There's some people hanging on that you need to kind of shake loose right now. And once they shake loose, I think this love relationship is going to come into you, because I think this is zapping a lot of your emotional energy, being in these negative, you give a little bit too much in those relationships. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have for you tonight. So hopefully I'll see you within a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Adam, what do you see?
Well, I'm thinking that my friend, she is surrounded by so much beauty and such a positive, glorious future of really feeling joyful and just really abundant. But I have another button here. But right now, you are not moving in the direction towards that future. Right now, you are making decisions you may not even be making decisions. But the opportunity is for you for a great future. I can see that future, but you're making turns and you're making decisions or you're stalling
and you're not aggressively moving forward toward your joy and towards your happiness. And then a lot of it is dealing with work. I feel like there was some position or there was some career that you did not choose or that you haven't followed through with. And I feel like it may be something related to medical or people or healing or support. I'm not sure. It's vague to me, but I do know this. Right now you still have time to make a plan and get things together for the next 3 years where you can be in the right field, in the right occupation that values your strength, values your talent, and rewards you financially accordingly, where you are enjoy every day, which you appreciate what you're doing, you're being valued, you're being appreciated, and there's no regret, there's no remorse. But I do feel like you want it, it's there for you, you just got to drive in that direction. And I right now, look, you may not be driving that, you may be making choices not to drive in a direction just out of fear or out of not maybe even being clear what direction you need to go into. You may need to stop, look in your GPS, look at the address, and make sure you're heading in the right direction when it comes to your career, your occupation. Does that make sense to you a little bit?
It does. It does.
So I really encourage you right now to begin to say, how can I get into the right position for me? Because if you do it, there's so much joy, there's so much happiness, there's so much peace, there's so much fulfillment waiting for you. And if you don't, you're just going to find yourself 3 years from now right where you're at right now, and that's not going to feel good. But don't worry, if you're there, just call us and we'll help you walk back through it and get you back back to reading again.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay, my friend. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully I'll see you in face-to-face soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right, our next caller, last 4 digits, our unknown caller with an unknown identity.
We only have 2 minutes left, Adam.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Thank you, Patsy. So I guess we'll take this last caller. I'll put it on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay. Well, Patsy, it didn't go through. So I guess it wasn't meant to be. So, Patsy, I can't believe it. We are out of time. You're right. It's funny how the time goes by fast and you're having so much fun.
Well, Adam, I just want to wish every one of you an incredible 4th of July weekend and remind people to stay very, very safe, okay? And this is a great time in our history for us to appreciate who and what we are as Americans.
Absolutely. And freedom. And value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very, very moved to tears because everybody tonight was so magical and so wonderful. I just felt the energy. I just can't wait to see everybody in Atlanta. Everybody that called in tonight was from Atlanta. That was great.
Yeah, Patsy. And I know so many of those people, and they are magical beings. They are beautiful, amazing, powerful, powerful beings. And I'm excited about the community we have here in Atlanta, and I would encourage everyone, if you have not yet came to one of our Wednesday night weekly meetings, Little 5 Points, please come through, and especially come through on Wednesday the 13th when Patsy will be here. And I also want to encourage everybody that if you get value from this show, if you get value from this program, please go to our website. You can go to my website at wanderwake.com, or you can click on the link here to Blog Talk and leave a donation of appreciation that can continue to support the cost that it does for us to air this program on a week-to-week basis, and that'll be greatly appreciated if we can consistently be here offering you our gifts and our talents. We are so looking forward to seeing you face-to-face, and we're also looking forward to be back on the air next week. Patsy, all the best with your show tomorrow. I'm so excited for you. I wish I was there. Congratulations, my friend. I know you've been working so hard. Patsy, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you, and I love your work.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited about what you're going to be doing tomorrow. I wish you all the best.
All right, Adam, thank you. And I've got one little sentence I want to say. Are you ready?
Oh, please. Yes, I want to hear it.
A moment of self-compassion can change your entire day. String of such moments can change the course of your life. So I hope everyone becomes very compassionate with themselves and this and others this upcoming week to really practice equanimity and pay attention to where you are. Thank you, Adam. That's You're my loving beautiful. Friend.
Thank you so much, Patsy. Have a great night. Good night, everybody.
You too, honey. Good night, everybody. Happy 4th of July.